This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All of a sudden, you get invaded by Biden border invaders who don't even speak your language. That's what's happening right now in Springfield, Ohio. Listen to the mayor and the city manager talking about that in clip 13.
Mayor of Springfield, Ohio, and Brian Heck is the city manager, and they both join me now. Good morning to you both. Mayor Rue, tell us what's going on in Springfield.
Well, what we've seen is just such a quick increase of our population over the last 5 years. You know, like you said, up to 15 to 20,000 immigrants have come across and into our community. This has overwhelmed our safety services and caused great concern for our community.
Brian, you're the city manager. Tell us more and how this influx is impacting the city.
Yeah, certainly. Thank you for having us on this morning. You know, when we see a 25% increase over a three-year period, we're a community. We do not have the capacity to sustain that. And it's taxing our infrastructure. It's taxing public safety. It's taxing our schools. It's taxing health care. And as J.D. Vance spoke on, it's taxing our housing. We had a housing shortage well before this immigration crisis that's impacted our community, and this has just made it 100 times worse. And so it's setting communities like Springfield up to fail, and we do not have the capacity to sustain it. And without additional federal assistance or support, again, communities like Springfield will fail.
It's all by design. The Democrats destroying our country. All right. The wife of Peter Navarro, Bonnie Navarro, was being interviewed by Matt Gaetz, giving us an update as he's going to be released very soon. Here that is in clip 9.
Great to have you. How's Peter doing?
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. And thank you, War Room Posse. You know, we're really excited to, you know, a few more days so we can hold each other and hug each other again. You know, I felt like I've been in prison, you know, just as he is. I can't call him. I can't be with him. So it's really hard. But we're very excited to, and see at the convention, you know, Donald J. Trump, sworn in and elected again. So it's been really, really one of the most challenging times in my life. But, you know, we're really, just really happy. I couldn't smile. Like, when I first came in the war room with Steve Bannon months ago, you know, I was, you know, just really sad and really been hard. But thanks to the support of you, Matt, and War Room Posse and people, and my family, mostly my sister Mary, I have to give a shout out to you. I don't know how I would make this get through this without you. So we're really excited to, you know, go to the convention and win in November.
Peter, in his typical fashion, has not allowed the time to languish. I've been reading the memos he's been writing about everything from trade to prison reform. Peter has really used this time.
Now, that's an interesting thing. All right, I'm running out of time here. But what was one of the big things that I was talking about when I got out? Prison reform, justice reform. When you get in there, you start to see it. So that's the wife of political prisoner Peter Navarro. You know, just as a side here, I actually tried to write Peter Navarro. I tried to write him, and the Department of Justice rejected my letters. They told me I was not allowed to write Peter Navarro as part of my probation. So I asked for permission to write Peter. They rejected it because, God forbid, I send Peter a nice letter of encouragement or support. So the DOJ rejected that. They pretty much rejected everything that I've requested because I'm such a bad guy. Really, I'm just a lovable fuzzball. That's why they hate me so much. All right, we're going to open up the phone lines coming back on the other side of this break.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure, I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Separately,
what
concerns do you have about Vice President Harris's ability to beat Donald Trump if she were at the top of the ticket?
Wow. Look, I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president. He's not qualified to be president. So let's start there. Number one, the fact is that the consideration is that I think I'm the most qualified person to run for president. I beat him once, and I will beat him again.
So he just said he met with Putin today.
Secondly, and now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. And I'm not being critical, just observing. The bulk of the press, what the hell is he talking about that for? Democracy. He did. Democracy's not an issue. Democracy's not an issue. Except the polling data showed 60% of the people knew I was right, thought I was right. I'm not asking you a question. You don't have to answer, obviously. But do you think our democracy is under siege based on this court? Do you think democracy is under siege based on Project 2025?
Arresting people?
Do you think
they may just remove Biden, the guy everybody voted for?
Do away with the civil service? Eliminate the Department of Education? Make sure, I mean.
By the way, none of that has to do with democracy.
We've never been here before.
That's bureaucracy.
And that's the other reason why I didn't, you say, hand off to another generation. I've got to finish this job. I've got to finish this job. Because there's so much at stake.
See, this is strange. Is he saying that I'm here to finish America? Is that what he's saying?
Secretary, about the question of health exams, and you said you take a cognitive test every day in this job. Are you open to taking another physical or test before the election? Governor Whitmer of Michigan, for instance, said it wouldn't hurt to take a test.
Well, look, two things. One, I've taken three significant and intense
Whitmer
neurological exams by a neurologist.
Perfect.
In each case, it's recently in February. And they say I'm in good shape, okay? Although I do have a little problem with my left foot because it's not as sensitive because I broke my foot and didn't wear the boot. But I'm good. I'm tested every single day by my neurological capacity, the decisions I make every day. You talk to my staff. All of you talk to my staff. Sometimes my staff talks a lot.
Yeah, they tell us how bad you're doing.
So that was last night's coverage of Biden's big boy press conference. And we had a little fun, Alex, with us, having a little fun late last night covering that absolute disaster. I'm going to give the phone number out. We'll take calls here in the third and final hour of the InfoWars War Room. 877-789-2539. Anything we've discussed today is fair game. 877-789-2539. The number is on the screen. Give us a call. Let us know your name, where you're from, and we'll get you up and on the air. Okay. A couple things here while we get your phone calls ready to go. Let's hit some of these other headlines. Biden administration scrambles to stop releasing migrants from ISIS hotbed country into the United States, but hundreds have already crossed. That's from Tajikistan. Now, this is apparently where the terrorists from Russia came from, was Tajikistan. The Biden administration has already let hundreds of Tajikistanis into the country. Could be thousands. We don't know, with all the gotaways and the people that aren't even on the record. It's just the cost of the Biden open border. Terrorists potentially getting in. China constructs secret Tajikistan military base amid fears of Taliban. So you got China and Tajikistan as well. And Biden's just letting them all in. Russia vows military response to U.S. missile deployments in Germany. Oh, but Biden is the candidate of peace, he claimed last night. Yeah. And then today, in Russia, Biden's verbal slip over Putin's name draws mockery and unease. Russian state media pick up on Biden's verbal slips. Kremlin says the whole world noticed his errors. Some Russian commentators are mocking and insulting Biden today. Others are talking about how his decline is a worry for the entire world. Kremlin reacts with glee to Biden's gaffe-filled press conference. Moscow calls Biden a pro-Russian candidate being controlled by the Kremlin and mocking Barb over his gaffe-strewn NATO speech where he called Zelensky Putin. What an embarrassment. Viktor Orban to meet with Donald Trump after recent meeting with Putin because Biden's not interested in meeting, can't have a meeting. And Orban wants peace, and he wants to talk to the real president. That's Donald Trump. Wealthy French spooked by election explore possible moves abroad. Now this is an interesting one because, again, I'm not in France, so I don't want to come on here and go off on something about how they rigged the elections. It certainly would appear that way to a common observer from overseas based off of the trends we were seeing. But it has been a major trend, like what we saw in Brazil and like what we saw here, where a lot of French people are claiming fraud, and they're claiming the election was stolen. Now, people are leaving, though, for a couple reasons, not only because they think that it was stolen and that's frightening that, oh, our elections are rigged here now. Boy, we're living in dangerous times. It's also because they just know how dangerous the left is if they have power. And so people are potentially fleeing France because of leftist leadership. You also had a cathedral go up in fire, covering on spire of cathedral that Monet painted catches fire. And so, you know, what's going on there? You had the weird situation where Michelle Obama was riding by on a boat when the famous cathedral was burning. She was sipping champagne. Now you got this cathedral up in flames as well. They're letting migrants and foreigners take over their country. It's not even French basically anymore. So, yeah. People are fleeing, is what's going on there. Boy, oh boy. By the way, Elon Musk has really been at it lately, calling out the fake news media. The legacy media is a propaganda machine. The legacy media is yesterday's news. And, you know, it's funny because InfoWars is truly tomorrow's news today. And it's next year's news today. It's next decade's news today. That is the legacy of InfoWars. That is this operation's legacy, without a doubt. And so to start to see everybody else start to get that, but here's it's nice to see, but here's the real story. Because of look, you want to attack Elon Musk and X isn't perfect and people get censored on there, fine. But you have to admit that X allowing more free speech than the other platforms and embracing independent journalism has been such a game changer. It's really undeniable. And so it's really hurting the establishment. It's really hurting the establishment. They really cannot control the narrative anymore. They really just cannot control the narrative anymore. And Musk is dealing with it personally on multiple levels with all the hit pieces that get printed about him in mass and then all the lawsuits that get filed about against him in mass. Same people that sue us, by the way. Literally, same people. And then Musk also put out another statement saying he was bribed, X was bribed in Europe by some EU commission. I don't have the statement in front of me. Maybe the crew can pull it up. He's talking about how he was bribed in some EU commission saying, hey, look, we won't fine X all of these fines, but you have to censor the speech we want you to censor, and then you won't be fined. And he rejected it, and now they're fining him. I mean, that's how corrupt it is, folks. They literally show up and say, this is mafia. This is gangsterism. Hey, censor the speech we don't want people to see, or we're going to fine you. That is gangster mafia government right there. That's what that is. And Musk is calling it out. And now he's engaged in litigation and not just defense against it, but now also offense against it. So you got all that going on. All right. Let's go to the phone lines now. And we start with Herb in Florida. Herb, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon to you guys. Love listening to you. Buy your products often.
Thank you.
And as much as Biden has been a total disaster for the Democrat Party, which I have been enjoying watching, I would love to see Cacklehoe in there as president with her words of wisdom, press conferences and all that. I bet that would even be far more devastating and would be a lot of fun to watch. But I'll be so damn glad when this election's finally over.
Oh, my gosh. Can you even imagine Kamala, though? I mean, she is such a joke. And, you know, here's what I would say, too. I'm glad that you brought this up. The Republicans, if not the RNC, Trump's people, who are probably smarter than the RNC still, I mean, at least the people that kind of organically work for Trump or that do social media for Trump, they need to already be prepping anti-Kamala ads. They need to have these things ready to go. I would be compiling Kamala cackle ads. I'd do two or three Kamala words of wisdom ads when she goes on one of these weird word salad things and put some funny, you know, music behind it. I would have like four or five anti-Kamala ads ready to go. I would have them ready to go. It won't take much effort. I mean, she provides the content for you. You just kind of have to add some elements to it and cut it up. Take the word salads that make no sense. Take the cackling hyena videos. I would have five of these things ready to go so that if they do make that switch, boom, next day you're firing.
Hey, man. I think it'd be far more devastating than Biden has been as well. So it'd be a fun to watch.
Can you imagine? Kamala Harris in a debate one-on-one? I mean, my goodness.
Amen. I like to call her Cackle-ho. She gets me, no doubt.
What do you call her, Cackle-ho?
Cackle-ho. Fits her.
Cackle-ho Harris.
Yeah, it was good to talk to you, Owen. God bless you guys. We love you out here, and we'll keep supporting you.
All right. I thank you for the call. Sorry, I'm shuffling through my stack here because I'm looking for yesterday's video list because there were some videos on there that I was looking for, but I'll deal with that later. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Scott in New York. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead. All right.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Scott.
I believe they got that wrong. I'm from Maryland.
Yeah, they did get it wrong. It said MY, and I just guessed New cool. York. So, yeah, they screwed up big time. The crew blew it. But it's okay. You're on the air.
It's nice to talk to you, buddy. I just wanted to say about the border and everything. Do you think Trump is really going to do something about that? With maybe not his first day, but within the first month about deporting all these illegals?
So are you specifically asking me, do I think he'll do the mass deportations?
Yeah, I mean, I know you don't, you know exactly, but what do you think?
Well, I would say anybody that says it's impossible, it can't be done, I don't believe that. I do believe it's possible. I mean, if they can find a January 6th person that was walking around off of a picture of an earlobe, then, you know, they can certainly find all of these illegal immigrants, illegal aliens. I think that the strategy, though, you know, you don't have to be so overt or heavy-handed, potentially. I mean, to the people that you have on record and know where they are, yeah, I would say probably just deport them overnight. You need to shut the border down is what you need to do. You need to shut the border down, and if you do know of illegal, like all the ones in the hotels and everything, round them up, send them home tomorrow. Absolutely, 100%. And then I think dealing with the rest of the illegal aliens that are in the country that are full, that are just 100% illegal, you know, they don't have the proper documentation, whatever it is, then it's like, okay, you get caught committing a crime, we deport you. I mean, that's basically how it needs to go, unfortunately. Now, the question of will Trump do it? I don't know. I'd like to think he's serious about it. It's at the top of his campaign promises. So I'd like to think that he means it, but who knows?
Can I say one more thing?
Yep.
I'll make it quick. I was just saying, because I know it's hurting everyone, but I'm a construction worker in Maryland, in Frederick County, Maryland. And a lot of people I used to do work for, and I do roofing and all kinds of things like that. I'm getting, like, undercut because all these, I know most of them are illegal. They're taking my jobs from me and everything. And I know other people like that. I mean, I'm just getting tired of it.
100%. And I think this is the phenomenon, and I've talked about this before, and I don't know if you want to expand on that. You can if you want. But here's what I think is going on, and maybe you know more about the process. This is just me speaking from general, what I've witnessed. Is you are an American, you may own a house, you may have a family, but you'd probably like to own a house, maybe you'd like to have a family. These non-citizens come over here from third world hellholes where they're basically living in shanties or really bad situations economically. So they don't care if they pile 5, 6, 7 of them in an apartment and they sleep on a cot or a twin bed or whatever. And there's all kinds of these groups that will bring them in, and they don't care. They'll live like that. So they don't work. They work for cheap, and they don't care about owning a house or private property or whatever. And so, yeah, they work for like half of what an American might work. And so this is why so many times if you call up service, and maybe it's really bad here in Texas because we're a border state, you call up a repairman to come to your house, non-citizen, can't speak English. You get a ride service, chances are you might get a non-citizen, doesn't speak English. I mean, it's food delivery, doesn't speak English. And so I don't really like to use these services too often, but I mean, every freaking time I do, it's like non-citizen doesn't even speak English. And it's very frustrating. And so absolutely, they're taking jobs from Americans, and it's because the companies know they don't have to pay them as much, and they don't.
Right. I mean, it's really hurting me. I'm sure it's hurting a lot of other people around the country.
But how do they do it? So, I mean, this is what I'm saying is I don't know. How can you hire a non-citizen? Like, how does that is there some sort of a program where the Biden administration is just handing them a work permit as soon as they get across?
I don't really know. I just don't know what they're doing. They're doing something like that.
It has to be the case. They have to just be giving them work permits. And again, it's all the same thing. They say, we need money. We need money to process them. Well, what does that mean? They want to bring them in. They want to give them voting rights. And they want to give them a work permit as soon as they cross that border and get their free hotel room. That's what's going on.
You're right. I mean, it's really frustrating. I mean, Trump can't get in there soon enough or somebody get in there soon enough to fix this problem. I mean, but I love everything you all do. I mean, I support you 1,000%, and I love your products, and just keep doing the great job.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate that. Let's go to Pedro in Michigan. Pedro, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Just want to say I think Jill and Joe are going to take this Titanic all the way down to Davy Jones' locker. I mean, they got the cards. They know enough about all the skeletons in the closet with, within the party. So it just makes sense for them just to hold out.
You know, that's kind of the interesting hitch here, right? It's like, well, what blackmail does Biden have on Obama that could maybe protect him? But it's like it goes both ways. I guess, right now, Biden has the claim. He has the delegates. He's the president. He's the nominee. So I guess in that regard, like it's you know, he can just cling to it for dear life. But I could see the Republicans that are really Democrats deciding, okay, we're going to finally go after Biden with all the crimes that we have evidence of. I could see the Democrats in mass moving against Biden, saying he needs to drop out. And so if he wants to go down with the Titanic and just say, well, I can't win anyway, then that'll be something. But yeah, that's a good point. I mean, that's why I always remind people where we stand. Biden is the nominee. I mean, he is the one in the car heading to the convention as the nominee.
Yeah, they don't. Who else can they put in there? Like, Whitmer's horrible. Newsom's destroyed California.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
But you know, there's still useful tools out there that will believe that they're, you know, a good option. But I don't think they can handle the attack from people exposing them, like pulling on, you know, the meme wars and just showing everything they've done. I don't think they could handle it. So I don't think they even want to touch, you know, an attempt to, you know, come in and save the day for Biden.
I really don't think Newsom is interested in 2024. I really don't. I think he might be interested in 2028. I think he's probably smart enough. I mean, this isn't me trying to be complimentary. I just think he's probably smart enough to know this 2024 is a disaster, and I don't want to run against Trump. So I really think he's just not interested. I still stand by what I said yesterday. I think Harris Obama. I think Harris Obama is what they're looking at. I mean, maybe Clinton is still in the fold. Maybe they cut some sort of a deal to get Clinton in. But I think Harris Obama. That's really what I think. I don't think Whitmer is very presentable.
No, you got that right. She isn't. That's why she's not in the state right now. She's out on a book tour.
Oh, yeah, her book tour. What a joke.
Yeah. But, hey, I don't want to stay on too long. I just wanted to say thanks for what you guys do and long live InfoWars.
Thank you, Pedro. Let's go to Harrison in Dallas. Harrison, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm a big fan. I actually met you in Washington, D.C. in 2020. Pictures with you. That was an awesome day. I've been a fan for a long time. So I'm a 21-year-old in the younger demographic. This will be the first election that I'm voting in. And I guess I'm just calling in today to talk to you about how I can help or what I can do to help the younger generation really understand the truth and get to the polls and vote for our future. I'm super proud to be an American. I love this country. I wouldn't rather live in any other country as a young person, and I feel super grateful for that. But I've noticed amongst my demographic a sort of nihilistic and defeatist attitude when the topic of the election comes up.
I know. I get it a lot. I hate it. I understand it, but I get that same stuff, and I don't like it.
Me either, and it's quite scary, you know, thinking about the future. And what I was going to say is a lot of the people around me know the truth. They know the 2020 election was stolen. They know what the Democrats are doing. They know all the atrocities that are taking place behind the scenes, but the common attitude seems to be, well, they're just going to steal it anyway, so why even vote? And specifically, I wanted to call in because I believe that Michelle Obama will be the nominee for the Democrats. And, you know, a lot of the younger people dislike both candidates, but when you say Obama, they think...
I'm up against the break. Hold that thought. I'll respond.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work for somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down. We caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breast. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got ashwagandha gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good night sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good night sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best tasting, best smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, let me respond to the caller. We're up against a break. I think the Michelle Obama move is the Obama name. And there's nothing right now that will energize the Democrat voter base, really. Kamala Harris is not going to energize the Democrat voter base. I mean, any of these potentials you talk about, Newsom, Whitmer, none of them will excite the Democrat voter base. They're not going to add any energy. Michelle Obama will. That will add excitement. That will add energy. That will kind of add that pop culture vibe. And so that's why I think it will be Michelle Obama. Now, as far as what do you do about, you know, getting people to see the light or understand what's going on with politics? Well, you know, the fact you're asking the question means you know that there's an answer there. I don't have all the right answers, but I try to be the answer. I try to use this show as an answer. I try to use my street interviews and everything. So I try to be that resource. So share this show with your friends. Share the old videos with your friends. And maybe that'll be the case, or maybe you will find a different answer. But that's what the purpose of this this show is and all the content I've created over the years is that hopefully the undecided voter or the politically ignorant person will see it. It'll make sense to them and they'll say, okay, I get it. Or if you just want to be informed, that you come here for 3 hours and you get as much information as possible. So that's my response to that, Harrison. And I thank you for the call. Let's go to, okay, you know what? This will be interesting. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. He loves this issue. Is Kamala even eligible? Jefferson, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate the opportunity to try to straighten this out. We're all suffering from irreversible mass formation psychosis on this issue. We've all been told a falsehood, and we can't get it out of our heads. You made the mistake yesterday of saying you looked into the issue and looked at all the lower cases, and then you said Kamala's a naturalized citizen, so she's technically eligible. That is exactly backwards. She is not a naturalized citizen.
Well, I said natural born.
No, you didn't. Look at the tape. You said she's a naturalized citizen. We're all suffering from mass formation psychosis. We can't fix this until we have an argument on this. But what I'm saying is you said it backwards because it's hard to process that we've all been lied to for so long that we can't undo the confusion in our head. So we say things backwards when we're trying to say things forward. You made that mistake because you're partially brainwashed, just like everybody was by the whole Barack Obama issue with the birthplaces.
Okay, well, see, I'm glad you brought that up because now you have to re-examine the Obama case. But the reason why I said that is because when you look at the court decisions, it would say that Kamala is eligible based off what the decisions have been.
Okay, but I explained this to Harrison in the morning, that lower courts have no jurisdiction over Article 2. It would be like you were in traffic court and the judge says to you, you're guilty of speeding and you're a natural-born citizen. But just because there's a ruling in a court case that says you're a natural-born citizen where they have no jurisdiction over that matter doesn't make it true. But again, this is part
okay, well,
of...
Okay, well, let's stop right there. I want you to actually make the case then, because here's the situation. Kamala's parents, neither one of them were American citizens when she was born in America. So why does that make her ineligible?
It's worse than that, okay? Her father was a Jamaican citizen at the time. And Jamaica says if you're one of ours, you're one of ours no matter where you're born. So there's a conflict between international law and Jamaica and our 14th Amendment. And our 14th Amendment has a clause in it that says subject to our jurisdiction. John Eastman would tell you that means that it's subject to our exclusive jurisdiction. If somebody else claims you, then the 14th Amendment doesn't even make you a citizen here. You get to be the citizen in your home country of your parents. But on top of that, the 14th Amendment doesn't make anybody a natural citizen. It might make them an automatic citizen. But naturality comes from your blood of your parents. Just like in your family, your natural child or your natural parent is your blood relative. A natural citizen has to have the blood of a citizen. Now, if you only have one parent that's a citizen, you could be a dual citizen because your other parent could be a citizen of another country. The founders didn't want that to be the case. They chose natural-born citizen because it means purebred citizen, which means they don't have to worry about the allegiance being diluted by some other country of someone that might one day think they could become president. Kamala is as far away from being eligible to be a president or vice president as any citizen can be. She's less eligible than a naturalized citizen, really, because she's disqualified from being.
I think you've made your case here, and I would say this would be my response as far as my philosophy to this. If I'm playing mini golf and I'm in the 18th hole where it goes under the windmill and then it comes out on the other side and goes into the clown's mouth and you make a hole in one or whatever, and I'm standing there with you and I'm saying, and you say, hey, I bet you can't make a hole in one. Well, if I know that if I put the ball into the windmill hole, that it's not coming out the other side because there's a funnel that drops it down so that nobody can get the hole-in-one in the free game of golf, I'm not going to take that bet. So my point is that nobody's going to make this argument. She's going to be eligible. They basically said she's eligible by saying she's vice president. The rulings are already saying she's eligible. Obama already was president. So, I mean, you're getting into a theoretical argument where you might be right, but the point is, it's a rigged game. The ball is going into the funnel. It's not getting to the other side.
And so I just don't feel that it's a fight to take, because I just feel like it's going to be deemed irrelevant at the end of the day. So I'm not even necessarily disagreeing with you. I mean, part of me thinks the debate that needs to be had is not even about Kamala Harris. It's about, well, do you become a citizen if you're born here? I mean, I think that's the real debate that needs to be had, because you're talking about anchor babies and you're talking about all kinds of stuff. So I think it's a bigger thing than just even, are you eligible for president? I think it's a debate that needs to be had and you know, kind of fleshed out to deal with a lot of things. But as far as using that to keep her from running, I just think it's rigged. The ball's going into the funnel and it's just not going to happen. So that's just my philosophy. So I'm not even necessarily disagreeing with your theory there. I just don't think it's going to be applied. Jefferson, I'm glad you got in today. It is an important topic either way. All right, let's go to, is that Carrick in Pennsylvania? My screen is smaller here. Carrick? Okay, Carrick, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm just blessed to even be talking to you. It's my first time calling in. I have tried to call in since COVID broke out. Do you know a name called, my brother's name is Tyler Bigley?
Tyler Bigley.
Yeah, you,
is that T. Baggins?
No.
There's a guy that used to call in T. Baggins.
No. Anyways, I'm going to get to my point. I'm 24. I'm from Pennsylvania. I'm going to plug a couple items that have changed my life, sir. The Real Red Pill Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Survival Shield X3, and Survival Shield X2. Love your products. Anybody that says they don't work is totally wrong. They work. They're awesome. They changed my life, and I appreciate that. I just want to start by, my second thing is I'm going to the Butler rally for Trump tomorrow. The last time I was at a Butler rally was in 2020 with 65,000 people. I think that record is going to break, and I think we're going to hit 100,000 or even plus in Butler tomorrow. That's my
prediction. The rally is tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
You know, that's interesting. You know, I got to say, I'm actually surprised. They could do a lot better marketing these rallies. They really could. Because, I mean, I am like a media addict. I'm constantly embedded in the political media, and I didn't even know Trump had a rally in Butler. I mean, crew, did you guys know? I mean, maybe they did. Maybe somebody knew. Did the crew know? So, I mean, I'm just stunned. Like, you could probably double the crowd if you marketed these events better. Carrick, thank you for that plug. Thank you for the call. Thank you for supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm glad the products change your life.
I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like, America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's giving you great advice. And silver's gone up and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support of the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And the debate is raging. Are you a citizen if you're born here? Versus, are you eligible to be president if you're born here, but neither of your parents are citizens? It's a good conversation. But I got other stuff, man. I got a AT&T hacker steals call text messages of nearly all customers. Did you hear about that if you have AT&T? AT&T addresses illegal download of all customer data. They got nearly everything from you. It's kind of like the, what was that sex site that Hunter Biden used that got hacked and all their stuff leaked? Yeah, Ashley Madison. It's like the next level Ashley Madison hack. You know what? Let me just give a word of advice to young people out there. Never even take a picture of yourself nude. Just because someone will probably get it. So unless you want that, then that's fine. Then you can just go ahead and do that. Crazy stuff going on here. By the way, Alec Baldwin's case was just dismissed. He was facing a mere 18 months in prison for pulling the trigger of a gun that blasted a bullet through a woman's head, killed her. The case was dismissed. It's my understanding, basically, this just happened because of some evidence tampering or some information about the evidence that wasn't given to the defense. So, you know, this is really crazy, and who knows what really went on with that. And even though Alec Baldwin is a bit of a jerk-off liberal, you know, he could have been innocent, and maybe this is good, but it's just wild. It's just wild how messed up the justice system is, where you can go to prison for years for doing the wrong political thing, but if you literally pull the trigger of a gun and a bullet goes through a woman's head and kills her, that you don't do a single day in prison. So it's just, It is what it is, as they say, I guess. So Baldwin sobbing when he found out the news he's not going to prison. I'm sure, yeah, I bet. Jewish cult leader sentenced for kidnapping of two New York kids, including a child bribe and twisted sex scheme. Were they using those tunnels? This story is just crazy. Okay. Man, protect the kids. Just, oh my gosh, you think about kids being abused like this. It's just, and that's why this open border thing is so insane. 85,000 missing children, children being sex trafficked. It's just sick. It's just sick. The dark side of Zyn. How many people in the audience use Zyn? Probably, there might be somebody in the crew right now with a Zyn lipper in. Here's a news report. Go ahead, guys. Play. Do we have the Zyn video ready to go? This is bad news for Zyn fans. Go ahead.
Zyn is probably a great alternative to get nicotine without all the other harmful stuff.
On social media, they're called Zynfluencers, people touting nicotine pouches promoted as safer than cigarettes because they're tobacco-free.
Let's do three.
The most popular brand, Zyn, surging in sales with 131 million cans sold in the U.S. in just the first 3 months of the year.
How did it make you feel the first time you had one?
It gives you a shot of dopamine. So you just feel a little energized, happier, almost focused.
32-year-old Will Lamas says he quickly became addicted to Zyn. Unlike chewing tobacco, vapes, or traditional cigarettes, the pouches are discreet and come in flavors like coffee, citrus, and mint. Soon, he says he was using up to 20 a day.
You put it in your lip, just inside, and just leave it there for 30 minutes.
After a year, Will began to have severe stomach pain, but doctors didn't know why.
I got an ultrasound.
Is 20 a lot a day, guys?
I got a colonoscopy.
That's a lot. That's a big user.
All they found was that my stomach was inflamed.
His symptoms are not surprising to Dr. Donna Shelley. She says nicotine is a highly addictive drug with side effects including gastrointestinal issues, mouth ulcers, and elevated heart rate.
Why do you think these products are so popular with young people and teenagers?
One is flavors. Also, it's easier to hide that you're using a pouch.
While the FDA is still reviewing the safety of Zyn and similar products, multiple medical organizations have asked the agency to halt sales. Earlier this year, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer also called for a crackdown on the marketing of these products.
Even the amount in this one pouch can be highly addictive.
In a statement, Zyn maker Philip Morris says...
Hold up. Schumer is against the Zyn? Wait, Chuck Schumer is anti-Zyn? All right. Should I try one now, guys? That might be my calling. I've never tried a Zyn. Personally, I'm more of a caffeine guy. That's my stimulant of choice. I'm a big caffeine guy. Chuck Schumer doesn't want me to try a Zyn. I want one. I know somebody back there has a Zyn. I don't care what flavor it is. I'm doing it now. If Chuck Schumer says, don't try Zyn, now I want one.
I've never done it either. So.
You want to try it too? Chuck Schumer says you shouldn't do this. All right, what do we got here?
These are 6 milligrams.
Ready? There you go. It's like high school when I would throw in a pouch and play baseball. All right, thank you, Chuck. What is that, wintergreen? Is that wintergreen, guys? Natural mint? Spearmint? Yeah. All right. We'll see if I make it here. We'll see if I make it without becoming addicted. Chuck Schumer says that this is bad, so now all of a sudden I'm interested. What's the story here, guys? You just lip it? Can you swallow this stuff? Do you guys have a dip cup back there? See, I already hate it. But it's kind of, I already get a little, okay, all right. I'm zinning now. I'm in the club. All right, let's take a call before we sign off. Adam in Arizona. Chuck Schumer says don't use a Zyn, so I want one now. Adam in Arizona, go ahead.
Yeah, so I've been getting all kinds of text messages from the Dems. I don't know if my crazy ex put me on list or what, but this one is from a 202 area code, and I think that's D.C., isn't it?
What is it, 212?
202.
Yeah, I think that's right. And it's funny you say that. You're not the first person to tell me this, actually. I've had multiple people tell me they keep getting these text messages from Democrats and Kamala Harris, and they never signed up for anything.
Oh, I've blocked at least 20 of them, and I keep getting them from different numbers. So this one says, flash poll. Would you accept Kamala Harris as a Democratic nominee with a link to a site that is called action.stopmaga.org. And on their site, they say they have no affiliation with any party, yada, yada, yada. But I'm sure they do, and, you know, they're just floating it out there.
Yeah, sounds like they're doing some market testing.
Yeah.
How does Tucker Carlson talk with this thing in his mouth? I don't know how he does it. Shut the hell up. The crew's giving me a hard time because I can't talk with this zin in my mouth. It's a new phenomenon for me.
At least it's not raw cheese on a raw burger.
Yeah, Chuck Schumer eats raw beef with raw cheese on a... He don't even melt the cheese, but he tells me that zin is bad, so I did it now. I have the zin in my... I got to tell you, I'm not a fan. I'm probably never going to do it again. I don't like this at all. I'm going to finish the segment. I'll probably spit it out. I prefer caffeine. I don't like having stuff like... I don't like smoking cigarettes. I don't really... So... But you know what? Just to stick it to Schumer, I had to put a zin in today.
Damn, I actually prefer Turbo Force. Just a little...
Yeah, Turbo Force. You know, caffeine is my stimulant of choice. I don't really care for nicotine or anything else. But I can see why people like it. Yeah, there's definitely... It kind of reminds me when I'd put a pouch in, you know, in high school and play baseball or something. All right, Adam, thanks for the call. Let's go to Doug in Kansas. Doug, go ahead.
I got three things I wanted to say. I'd like to see Ben Carson for vice president and General Flynn for either the CIA leader. I don't know if he can be in the legal aid thing. You know,
yeah, DNI CIA. Or something. CIA, I like that idea, yeah.
No, CIA would be great for him. Or the Justice Department. I don't know if he can get involved in the Justice Department, but
or just anyway, shut them all down, or that.
Well, I hope Trump fires all of them, all the higher-ups in the CIA and the FBI. I'm really hoping he does. And I want to...
Or, like, do a thing where... Do like, the Batman thing where you put your people in charge of all these things, you use it for good, and then you shut it down.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, whatever he needs to do with to clean it up. So they serve the American people again. And that leads me into the Bar Association. Aren't they supposed to be watching all these judges so they don't get out of line? Where's the Bar Association?
We have a Department of Injustice, my friend, but you know that.
I understand that for sure.
Yeah.
the thing about the people across the border in Mexico giving out Social Security cards and money cards and all that stuff, those are American citizens. And I know when I was in the military, they told us not to follow no unreasonable orders. What happened to these people?
We got a lot of problems, Doug. We got a lot of problems. But you know, the solution is Zen. No, I'm just kidding. I can see why the people love this stuff. I'm not a fan. I'm probably never going to do it again. But I can see why kids love this stuff. I can see how this could be addicting for sure.
I don't care if he's pooped his pants.
My butt's been wet. My butt's been wet. My butt's been wet.
I don't care if he can't put a sentence together.
The total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
Show me he can't do the job. And then I'll say, okay, maybe it's time to go. Yeah, Biden had a bad day, but this guy couldn't tell the truth if it split his lip.
What did Trump do? Why?
I have poopy days all the time.
If the percentage of women who register to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line.
For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Joe Biden will read.
I dissent. End of quote.
Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years. Four more years.
Ah! Ah!
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.